Good evening, everyone. Welcome to SheerEnjoyment.com. Today's Sheer has been dedicated L'Zecher U'Le'ili Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May his neshama have an aliyah. And we also will give a shout out, a big thank you to Jake Wyman for arranging all of this, his tireless efforts. SheerEnjoyment.com. Every day of the week, he's here for us. And we are greatly appreciative and indebted to him. As well as our special technical assistance, all things technical. Thank you very much, Mitch. Okay, tonight I would like to speak about the topic of Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is coming rapidly. It's rapidly approaching. And on Rosh Hashanah, we blow the shofar. Mitzvah Sayoim, Mitzvah De'araisa. On Rosh Hashanah, the one Mitzvah De'araisa that we have on Rosh Hashanah is to blow the shofar. And Minat Torah, Minat Midaraisa, we know we blow, we only have to blow 9 sounds. The Gemara learns out from Drasha, we have to blow a Teruah, and we have to blow a Teruah 3 times. And the Teruah is sandwiched between 2 Tekiyos. So in other words, we have a Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah. Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya, and Tekiya, Teruah, Tekiya. That's what we have to blow min hatorah. We call 9 sounds. Teruah is not just a sound, it's 3 short sounds, but the entire 3 sounds, we will refer to it as 1 sound. So that's what we have min hatorah. However, the Gemara tells us that we don't know what a teruah is. We don't know what the meaning is. Perhaps a teruah is what we call, okay, in our vernacular, is a shvarim teruah. 3 sounds plus the long, plus the 9 little sounds. Two, 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 and two, 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 two. Perhaps a teruah is a shvarim. 3 short sounds. Two, two, two. Or perhaps a teruah is 9 long sounds, 9 short sounds, do 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 do. And whatever the teruah is, there is a requirement that the teruah be sandwiched in between, surrounded. The teruah is sandwiched around 2 tekiyos, and we have to do 3 sets. So what happens is, because we do not know what the teruah is, over the generations we have forgotten what exactly the teruah is. So we blow a total of 30 koilos to be yotze the mitzvah deraisa. We blow tekiyah, shvarim teruah tekiyah, tekiyah shvarim teruah tekiyah, tekiyah shvarim teruah tekiyah. That's 12 sounds. 4, 4, 4. We consider the two or two. Shvarim teruah is 2 sounds, and tekiyah tekiyah, that the ends are another 2 sounds. So we do that 3 times. So it's 4, 4, 4. And then we do a tekiyah, shvarim tekiyah, which is 3 sounds, 3, 3, 3, which is 9. And a tekiyah, teruah tekiyah, which our teruah, what we call a teruah, the 9 short sounds, is another 9 sounds. So that takes us from 12. Plus 9, plus 9, 30 sounds. And that is really what we consider to ideally fulfill the mitzvah deraisa. If a person is homebound and is not going to shul, and someone comes to blow shofar, typically they will blow for the chole or the person that is home, for whatever the reason, they will blow 30 sounds. If someone has to leave from shul, as long as he heard the first 30 sounds, it is sufficient. That's what we blow on Rosh Hashanah to be mekayim the mitzvah deraisa. But we all know that we blow a lot more than that. We blow another 30 sounds during Chazaras Hashanah, what's called tekiyos the Amida. We have tekiyos the Yeshiva, tekiyos the Amida, and then we blow at the end of davening another 40 sounds. To take it to a total of 100 sounds. And that's a minute. And that is Al Pi Kabbalah. We blow 100 koilos on Rosh Hashanah. Again, midaraisa, we only have to blow nine sounds. Because we do not know the meaning of a teruah, teruah can possibly mean a what we call shvarim teruah, or the shvarim, or the nine short sounds, or we call it teruah, which are surrounded by, which have to be surrounded by through tekiah, and we require three sets. So we basically we cannot say that we fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa unless we blow 30 sounds. But al pi kabbalah, we are requested to blow during davening a total of 100 sounds. And why is that? Why? Where does the blowing of 100 sounds come from? So I'd like to share with you some ideas. One idea, Gemara, the Medrash says, it corresponds to the 100 cry that the mother of Sisera expressed. Now, this means as follows. Let me elaborate. The Torah says, Yom Teruah Yihyeh Lachem. Rosh Hashanah shall be a day of Teruah. Yom Teruah. What does that mean? So the Targum translates Yom Teruah, a Yoma of Yababa. Yababa, the translation for Teruah is a Yababa. What is a Yababa? We don't know what that word means either. We don't know what the word Teruah means. We don't know what the word Yababa means. And to this, we search Tanakh and we come across the passage that the mother of Sisera was crying, Vatiyabeb Aim Sisera. And this is a story in Shoftim where the Kanai, where Melech Yavin is one of the Canaanite nations, went out to war with Klal Yisrael. They attempted to commit genocide, to wipe out Klal Yisrael off the face of the earth. They went out with 900 chariots of Barzel, and the general that would lead the battle was Yavin. Yavin, the Tsar of Melech, the general of Sisera. Sisera was the general for Melech Yavin, and he went to battle on a mission to wipe out Klal Yisrael. A miracle happened. Dvorah led Klal Yisrael in battle, and Lapidos, the wife of Ashes Lapidos, and Dvorah and Lapidos went to fight, and they miraculously defeated Sisera, Yavin Melech Kenan, Sisera. And we know the story that Yoel, Ashes Chever HaKeni, was involved, and King of Yavin fled into her tent. She gave him to drink and chopped off his head. At the conclusion of the war, Devorah, she sang a Shira. And in fact, we lay the Shira on Parshas Bshalach. It is the parallel to Oz
Sorry.
Yashir. It is the parallel to Oz Yashir. And we lay in Shiras Devorah on Parshas Bshalach. And in Shiras Devorah, we mention that the mother of Sisera, at the conclusion of the battle, she expected her son to come home. She was expecting Sisera to come home at the conclusion of the battle and to bring back with him the spoils of war. And she was looking out of the window, awaiting the return of her son, but he never came. She felt something was wrong and she began to cry. Chazal tell us we have a tradition that she cried 100 koilos in tsar over the loss of her son. She sensed that something has gone wrong. Her son was killed in battle, and she cried 100 koilos. So Chazal tell us that since we learn the source for a tekiah is a cry either a teruah or cry a shvarim, or perhaps both together. Since the cry of the shofar is derived from the mother of Sisera, Vatiyabeb Em Sisera, and we have a tradition that Aim Sisra gave out a cry of 100 koilos. Therefore, it is our custom to blow on Rosh Hashanah 100 koilos. That is what it says in the Medrash. However, this is very difficult because the mother of Sisra is the mother of an evil person. Sisra can be equated with modern day evil people, Hitler and Yimach Shemo, others that have come to imitate him. Sisra had full intent to destroy Klal Yisrael. The mother of Sisra could not have been much better. A mother who has raised a killer, a Russia. She certainly was not better. How could it be that on Rosh Hashanah, at the holiest moment of the day, when we blow shofar and the shofar goes up before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we are imitating the mother of an evil man? How could it be that the mother of Sisra is the model for us? So this is a very difficult question, and there are many answers. And one answer given is that the truth is we are not crying, we are not imitating the mother of Sisra. We are imitating Sora Imenu. On Rosh Hashanah, the theme, the focus of our prayers is to remind Hashem of the Zuchut of the Akedah. On the second day of Rosh Hashanah, we lay in the Akedah. Zichronos is all about the Akedah. Bulk of the davening, the thrust of the davening, is over and over again the zechus of the Akedah. And in fact, we blow with the shofar of Ayil. Why do we blow the shofar of Ayil? Because the Ayil was the replacement for Yitzchak. After Hashem told Avraham, Ato yodati ki yirei lekim atav lechasachtas bincha sichitcha mimeni, I do not want you to sacrifice at the last minute. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I do not want you to sacrifice Yitzchak on the Akedah, and al tishlach yodcha el hanar. And afterwards it says in the pasuk, Vayisa Avraham inov, Vayisa inov ayar v'hinei ayil, and he took the ayil in replacement for Yitzchak, and he offered it as a sacrifice to Hashem. And the shofar of that ayil, Chazal tell us, we will blow, it will be blown by the Melech HaMashiach at the time of Mashiach. The shofar shall ayil, we take from that ayil, and that is the sound of the shofar. So everything that we do on Rosh Hashanah, including the blowing of the shofar, is a reference, alludes to the Akedah. And who was involved in the Akedah? Well, Avraham Avinu, he was instructed to bring Yitzchak on the Mizbeach to Hashem. Kachno es bincho es yichidcho asher ahavto es Yitzchak olech lecha l'eretz Samaria. And Yitzchak was an equal participant. Yitzchak didn't run away. Yitzchak was willing. He gave himself over to Hashem. But there is a third partner in the Akedah. And the third partner is none other than Sarah. Sarah raised Yitzchak. Sarah was an equal partner in giving Yitzchak as a korban. And although she was not aware that her son was being offered to Hashem, later that day, when she found out, when she heard that Yitzchak was offered on the Mizbeach and was almost sacrificed, Rashi tells us in Parshas Chayesara, she died from the shock, of hearing about the Akedah that Kemat and her son, her only son, Kemat Sheloi Nishchata, he was just about ready to be sacrificed on the Akedah LaHashem, who was offered as a korban. She cried. She gave out a cry hearing what had happened. The cry was not a cry that her son died, was almost killed, or anything of the sort. It was a cry of simcha. I don't know if we can say simcha, but it was a cry of satisfaction. A cry that she raised a child that was willing to offer himself on the Mizbeach as a carbon for Hashem. It is a cry of success. It is an emotional high that Sarah Imenu accomplished when she heard that Yitzchak was offered on the Mizbeach as an Oila. She cried.
And
perhaps she cried 100 koilas. When we learn that Vatiyabeb em Sisra, all we're learning about the mother of Sisra is that a mother cries for a child. And we take the concept of a mother crying for a child and apply it to the Akedah, the object, the theme of the day. And at the Akedah, a mother also cried, a cry of satisfaction that she brought a person, into this world that fulfilled the will of Hashem, accomplished his mission. This is what we learn from the mother of Sisra. This is one idea. Another idea we learn from Sisra, another idea Chazal tells us about why we blow 100 koilas. When a woman gives birth on the birth stool, Chazal tells us a woman cries 100 koilas. Now, I don't know what modern science says about this, the labor pains of a woman giving birth, if there is any scientific research, but Chazal tells us, and we have to believe what Chazal said, that when a woman goes into labor, she has birth pangs. There are 100 impulses of tsar, which she gives forth a cry, ultimately leads to birth. Rosh Hashanah is the day of the creation of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon was created on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei, corresponds to the sixth day of creation. It was the day of creation of Adam HaRishon, and it was also the day that Chava gave Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. And as a consequence of giving Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas, Chava was cursed. Be'etzev Teldi Bonim. Rosh Hashanah is the anniversary of the curse. Be'etzev, in sadness, will you give birth to children. There were 10 curses issued that day. 10 curses, but the mother of all the curses is that curse. And that curse, with all the tzar that we experience in life, was expressed on that day. And the rosh of all the curses is Be'etzev Teldi Bonim. When a woman gives birth, a woman goes through labor. A woman, Chazal say, there are 100 pangs of labor which cause her to cry. And those are the 100 koilas that we come forth on blowing of the one. The 100 koilas of the shofar correspond to the 100 koilas that are hinted to in the curse of the Etzev Teldi Banim, which occurred on Aleph Tishrei after Chava gave Adam to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Thus, there are different ways to look at this. On the one hand, it's a more of a Kabbalistic concept that we blow shofar 100 times to, as if to fulfill the curse. If the curse is fulfilled in the blowing of the shofar, it has a place to rest, to come forth. There is no longer a need for it to come forth in any other way. All the difficulties that we experience through the year are reflected, are an extension of the curse of Adam HaRishon. The bulk of the curse is not the Chava. The bulk of the curse goes to Adam. This is just a Torah is describing in a poetic way, the Etzev Tel Dibonim. But throughout the year, we have a lot of different difficulties. On the first day of the year, when we blow shofar, we are expressing a cry, we're bringing out a cry, 100 koilas, the 100 koilas of the Etzev Tel Dibonim, as if to say, Ribbono Shel Olam, it was fulfilled. The 100 koilas of tsar that came about through the Etzev Tel Dibonim, we blew, it was fulfilled. There is no need any further for there to be difficulty in the coming year. That's it. It has been fulfilled. And when you hear the Baal Tokea struggle to get out of Tekiah, you should relish the moment. Every Tekiah that he gets out, have all the time in the world, all the patience. A tekiah is the fulfillment of the curse. And after the curse is fulfilled, harmless, painlessly, we no longer have to have a tzal throughout the year. One more idea, one more short idea. We always ask, this is really an explosive idea, controversial idea, but many people ask, how come in davening we don't have anywhere prayer for shidduchim? In davening we have, we ask for refuah, we ask for parnosa, we ask for geula. There are many things in davening, we ask for shalom. There are many bakashas, personal prayers that we request, we ask, we directly ask Hashem to give us. Why is it that we do not have a prayer for shidduchim? Now, of course, there are certainly many references, hidden references to the shidduchim scattered throughout the tefillah, but we don't have an explicit bakasha for shidduchim. And some suggest that blowing of the shofar is a bakasha for shidduchim. The ultimate goal of shidduchim is obviously to have children. Not the only goal, but peru uruvu lo toiv hayos adam levado es lo ezer kinegno the dovak be ishtoi v'hoyu lebosar echad is to have a child. Having a child, you can't have a child unless you have a spouse, you have a zivuk. When we blow the 100 koilos, we are linking up with the 100 koilos, the 100 labor pangs, which a woman has when she sits on the birthing stool, which only comes about through a bias, we saw, husband and wife, and we are being mizakish from the Rebbeinu Shel with these 100 koilos, that we should hear the 100 koilos of an isha going through the process of the etzef tel dibanim. Halavai, halavai, every person who needs should find their zivug and should have child. And the expression that one has when one goes through labor is the 100 koilos of 100 cries. Today, the 100 cries obviously can be reduced through an epidural, but still in all, the 100 koilos, we are yearning for that process to go into effect, to ultimately result in the most precious sound that one can hear in this world is the cry of a newborn baby. The sound of a cry like a newborn baby first gives out a shvarim, and then as he catches his breath, it's a truah. This is the most precious cry that exists in this world. It is a cry of purity, a cry of life, a cry of hope, a cry which every parent yearns to hear. And the parents themselves, indeed, they go through 100 cries themselves in order to achieve the moment of hearing the cry of the baby. It's very interesting that, in fact, some places they blow 101 koilos. A lot of them, some of them first explain what is the significance of blowing 101 koilos, why one more. We can say the 100 koilos is the pangs of birth that a woman has when she is giving birth, pangs of labor when she's giving birth, and the 101 is the cry of life, the beginning of life, zochreinu l'chayim tovim, that we request on Rosh Hashanah is the cry of the newborn. I wish you all a ksiva v'chasima tova. This week is a big parsha. The last Shabbos of the year, Chazal say, the Toichacha within the Toichacha of the Shabbos, Tichle Shana Likim Laseha, the year should end all the curses of the year, October 7th, the horrors that have occurred this year should come to an end, and in Yirtz Hashem we should see Simchus, Nachas, and Geulos, and Yeshuas, B'mehera V'yameinu, Amen. Good night.